We've come to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning in verse 1 in our studies today. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 will begin in verse 1. Now, Paul has just said that Jesus will come again. He talked about that in chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. He said that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. Now this brings up a question that men have been curious about, have speculated about, and even made claims and predictions about for hundreds of years. It is the simple question, when? When will this happen? When will Jesus come again? Let's notice the wording in chapter 5, verses 1 through 3. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Paul says in verse 1, you do not need that I write to you about the times and the seasons. The times and the seasons of what? Good times and bad times, the seasons of the year, some calamity that might take place, a change in the weather, and so forth. No. He's talking in this context about the times and the seasons regarding Jesus' second coming. Now, this is the very thing that people speculate about today. This is what has caught people's attention today. People talk about when Jesus is coming. People claim to know when Jesus is coming. They may not set the date as far as the specific day is concerned, but many people think that there are indications and signs of the times that they can read about Jesus' second coming. Now, what does Paul say about this? What does the Bible plainly indicate here? Well, Paul says, you don't need for me to write to you about this. Why, Paul? Well, because in verse 2 he says, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. That is Paul's answer. Paul says that Jesus will come like a thief in the night. A thief in the night comes when you don't expect him. You do not know when a thief is going to come and break into your house. In the same way, people do not know and cannot know when Jesus will come again. Now, we're going to look at some other verses where we find that same illustration given about the second coming of Jesus Christ, but we're going to stay here for just a few minutes. Paul says, you know this, and you know it perfectly. That means that they understood completely that nobody could know when Jesus is coming again. So, we might say here that these people knew that they didn't know. The sad thing is today, many people do not know that they do not know. They're unaware of the fact that they really don't know what they're claiming to know about the second coming of Jesus Christ, because the Bible plainly says here, and in many other passages, that no man knows and no man can know. And notice what Paul says again in verse 1. Paul says, but of the times and the seasons, you don't need for me to write to you because you know perfectly, you know completely that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. Sometimes today people say, well, we can't know the specific day when Jesus is coming again. We don't know the specific hour, but we know the general time frame. We know the general age in which he will come. We know within a generation when Jesus will come. Well, that's the very thing that Paul denies here. Paul says that you don't know about the times and the seasons. It's not just that you don't know the specific day, but you're not going to be able to tell the times and the seasons. So it is fruitless And it is futile for men to speculate and especially to make claims about when Jesus will come. The Bible says that our duty is to be ready when he comes, not to get into God's business about when Jesus will come, because the Bible says that we simply cannot know. Now, in verse 3, Paul says, here is what is going to happen. He says, when they shall say peace and safety, when Jesus comes again, people will say peace and safety. In other words, before Jesus comes, people are going to feel secure. They're going to think that everything is good and prosperous in their life. They're going to think that their future is secure. And the very time when they think that everything is well with them on the earth, then Jesus will come. When they shall say peace and safety, then this sudden destruction comes upon them. And this brings up another interesting point, and actually an interesting contrast. Notice that the conditions of the earth when Jesus comes again will be such that people will feel so secure in their life that they will say peace and safety. Now, that is in stark contrast to the rapture and the tribulation doctrine that says that when Jesus comes, there will be chaos on the earth. There will be doom and gloom. There will be all kinds of catastrophes, natural disasters, and all kinds of evil on the earth, so that people will be living in terror. This passage says no. People will feel secure enough to say that they have peace and safety in their life. So the Bible teaches that there will be good people and bad people on the earth until the very end when Jesus comes. The Bible teaches that there will be good times and bad times on the earth until Jesus comes again. Man is prone, when bad times occur in life, especially in times of war, man is prone to think that the end is near. And it's good when there are hard times in life, whether on an individual basis or a national level, that men start thinking about eternity and thinking about their soul instead of simply thinking about the affairs of this life. That part is good. But it's not good for men to think that they can know something that God says that they can't know. And it's not good for religious people to put more emphasis on what is happening in this life in the world than they put on where they're going to spend eternity. It's not good for people to read the news and try to read the news into the Bible the way that many people do today. Paul says that when Jesus comes, people will say peace and safety, and then sudden destruction will come upon them, like or as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Notice now that we have a second illustration. The first illustration about the second coming of Jesus Christ is in verse 2. It is the illustration of a thief in the night. And the illustration shows that just as we don't know when a thief is coming, we don't know when Jesus is coming. And the same thing is true in this second illustration that he uses in verse 3. That is, a woman who is expecting to deliver a child does not know exactly when that child will be delivered. She may go to a doctor. She may have the general time frame. She may have a date that has been given to her. But as far as the specific moment when she delivers that child is concerned, she does not know. And that is a perfect illustration of the second coming of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that this sudden destruction that will come with the Lord will come upon them like travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. There's something in the English translation that we can't see here that is in the Greek, and that is in the Greek you have two different words for the word not, and both of those words are used here. If you translated the Greek very literally here, it would say, and they shall not escape. The Greeks would double up on that negative sometimes in order to emphasize what was being said. And it means, they shall in no wise escape. And with these words in mind, let's go back to Matthew chapter 24 for just a moment to review what Jesus said about his second coming, and also what he said about the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70. In Matthew chapter 24, you find that there are two events that are discussed. First of all, in verses 1 through 35, Jesus talks about the impending destruction of Jerusalem. That happened in AD 70. And these people could know the signs that would occur before Jerusalem fell. That's what Jesus discusses in all those 35 verses. And he plainly says in verse 33, "So likewise ye, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled." So it's very obvious here that Jesus is talking about something that happened in the generation to whom he was speaking in the first century that has to refer to the destruction of Jerusalem. And notice also that not only did he give them the time frame, but he said, here are the signs that you can see that will tell you that the destruction of Jerusalem is about to happen. And of course, that goes back to all the wars and the rumors of wars going all the way down to them seeing the abomination of desolation. And that simply meant that the Roman army was coming into the area of Judea. Now, that's one event. That is the event that Jesus said you can know about. But there's a different approach that he gives to his second coming at the end of time. In verse 36, notice the first word here, but of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Now he's talking about his second coming. Now he's talking about the judgment day, the end of time. And Jesus plainly says here in verse 36 that no man knows when that coming will be. He says, no man knows. Not even the angels of heaven know. And in the parallel account, in Mark chapter 13, verse 32, Jesus said at that time when he was on the earth that not even he knew when that time would be. So it is amazing today that we have people who think that they can know when Jesus is coming again, when our Lord himself said that no man knows and no man can know. So again, the illustration of a thief in the night, the illustration of a pregnant woman delivering that child, and Jesus' plain statement here in Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, shows that what people speculate about today is futile and it is vain because nobody can know. And notice how Jesus illustrates this beginning in verse 37 of Matthew chapter 24. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. Notice that normal everyday events will occur when Jesus comes again. This is what we find in this passage. Until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And down in verse 43, Jesus again uses the illustration of a thief breaking into someone's house. A final passage that we want to notice is 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. Here is where Peter also said, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up." All of that will take place at the end of time, and no man knows when that day will be.